Why does transformation feel so hard? Not because you lack willpower or discipline, but because your brain is designed to resist it. Every time you've enthusiastically launched into a new habit, only to find yourself back where you started weeks later, you've experienced what's called the pattern of panic, a cycle where we essentially try to hate ourselves into happiness. This approach fails spectacularly because it works against our fundamental wiring. Your primitive brain evolved not for personal growth, but for survival, prioritizing avoiding pain over seeking pleasure. This negativity bias made sense when daily life meant dodging predators, but today, your brain treats social embarrassment with the same urgency as physical threats. It creates neural pathways from strong negative experiences, making change feel unsafe and keeping you stuck in familiar patterns. Here's the paradox. Your brain doesn't distinguish between positive and negative change, only certainty versus uncertainty. It prefers the certainty of being stuck, which it sees as safe since you've survived, over the uncertainty of change. This explains why transformation feels like swimming upstream precisely when you need momentum. Emotional freedom technique, or tapping, bridges ancient wisdom and modern neuroscience by sending calming signals to your primitive brain through specific acupoints. fMRI research reveals these points act as gateways to the brain's fear center. By tapping on them while processing negative emotions, you create safety around change, essentially hacking your nervous system to rewire your stress response. Jessica Ortner discovered this breakthrough after years battling food and body image issues. Instead of forcing change through willpower, she used tapping to release limiting beliefs and reassure her primitive brain that being seen was safe. When you notice panic manifesting in your body, tightness, knots, heaviness, you can interrupt the pattern. Flow isn't about constant motion, it's about moving through life with greater ease, including periods of creation and release. Your inner critic is your primitive brain broadcasting fear, desperately trying to keep you safe by avoiding change. When you believe you're not good enough, your brain searches for evidence to prove it, creating a self-perpetuating cycle. Many resist quieting this voice because they believe harsh self-judgment drives accomplishment. But changes made from this critical place rarely last because they come from panic, not purpose. The critical voice is an exhausting taskmaster that eventually wears you down, returning you to self-sabotaging behaviors. Best-selling author Ayanla Van Zant realized her critical voice gave her a false sense of control. If she pointed out her own faults first, others couldn't hurt her. She discovered her inner critic wasn't craving more critique, but comfort and reassurance. Through tapping, you can transform your critical voice from inner bully to inner ally by recognizing it's just a scared child trying to keep you safe. Waiting for certainty keeps you frozen. Your primitive brain craves safety, triggering paralysis when facing the unknown, a response worsened by cultural conditioning that makes you fear mistakes. Yet every successful person experiences more failure than success. Arianna Huffington's mother taught her that failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of it. Like Thomas Edison finding 10,000 ways a light bulb wouldn't work, these failures are stepping stones. Your internal guidance system works like a car GPS. It only functions when you're moving. A GPS can't help a parked car, and your intuition can't guide you until you take action. Even wrong turns provide valuable feedback for course correction. Another paralyzing belief, I have to heal completely before I can move forward. At 87, Louise Hay revealed she was still working on childhood issues, approaching her ongoing healing journey with ease and self-compassion. Healing never reaches a final destination. Growth requires stretching, which inevitably brings discomfort and fear, not reasons to retreat, but calls to process emotions while continuing forward. Princeton Neuroscience Institute research confirms cluttered environments limit focus, increase stress, and diminish performance. Jessica's mother demonstrated this during financial hardship by decluttering their home, creating a sanctuary that improved family dynamics and coincided with her father's business recovery. Financial insecurity often triggers hoarding, We fear future lack and cling to possessions. We also hold on to gifts out of emotional attachment, believing they preserve memories. Charlotte remained stuck in toxic relationships until she noticed her bookshelves filled with heartbreaking romance novels. Donating them empowered her to end the pattern. Simple practices can transform your environment. Bring in live plants to support growth. Make physical room for what you desire. Create a sacred bedroom free of electronics. Choose artwork evoking positive emotions, and perform space clearings with sage or incense to release stagnant energy. Relationship stress drains transformational energy. Our fear of rejection is hardwired. When humans lived among predators, group inclusion meant survival. Though threats have changed, our brains still process social rejection as life-threatening. Three patterns keep us stuck. Drama shrinkers avoid conflict, prioritizing approval over needs, leading to resentment. Drama fixers solve others' problems to maintain control, suffering when outcomes resist their efforts. Drama seekers crave unpredictability, testing love through conflict. Culture glorifies drama through entertainment and news, conditioning us to seek excitement. Our brains release endorphins during dramatic situations, creating temporary highs that make us equate drama with love. Tapping addresses these patterns, freeing energy for lasting change. When Jessica's anticipated Louise Hay interview went to her brother instead, Louise's response became a cornerstone: trust life. Our faith foundation develops through experience, not beforehand, making us vulnerable when pursuing new visions. Jessica's move to California illustrated this. Instead of a fresh start, she faced loneliness and health issues. During an emergency room visit, a doctor linked her abdominal pain to issues with home and belonging. Courage isn't fearlessness. It's moving forward despite uncertainty. By focusing on daily relief rather than complete healing, she stayed open to unexpected blessings, including meeting her future husband. The missed interview led to positive outcomes, her brother's book success, and her own first book. Blessings unfold in their own time, building trust through retrospect. While we all get stuck periodically, tools like tapping help us move through challenges more efficiently, allowing us to grow, pause to acknowledge progress, and leap into new unknowns, always trusting life to meet us where we are. In a world that sells transformation through force and discipline, we've forgotten the truth. Lasting change comes from creating safety within yourself, not fighting yourself. Your resistance isn't weakness, it's wisdom asking to be heard. Your body isn't an obstacle, it's the gateway to transformation. By tapping into your nervous system, you release the patterns keeping you stuck. This isn't about becoming perfect or fearless, it's about moving forward anyway, trusting that each small step builds the foundation for the life you're creating. Start where you are. Tap on what feels true. Trust the process. The magic isn't in the destination, it's in discovering you were never really stuck. You were just waiting to feel safe enough to fly.